This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Mary Louise Kelly.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. The new Prime Minister of Britain, David Cameron, meets President Obama at the White House today. It will be Cameron's first visit to Washington since taking power as the head of a coalition government in May. The agenda will likely be dominated by discussions about Afghanistan and international economic conditions. And we will be talking to Mr. Cameron later this morning at the British Embassy. For a preview of the meeting between the president and the prime minister, we called NPR's Rob Gifford in London. Good morning.
Hi, Renee.
Hi. What is David Cameron likely to tell President Obama about, let's start with, Afghanistan?
Well, I think David Cameron is walking a very fine line here, just like President Obama is, in terms of wanting to continue to show support for the coalition troops in the job they're doing in Afghanistan, but also wanting to find an exit strategy. David Cameron has been less explicit about a time frame than President Obama has been, but it's very much trying to balance these two issues. And of course, they will be talking, just as the conference in Kabul today, with all the foreign ministers of the major countries involved, they will be talking about the issues that that conference will be discussing, how to better allocate aid and financial resources in Afghanistan, and also this issue of reintegration. How and who to reintegrate from Taliban lines, which members of the Taliban at what level can be spoken to and reintegrated into Afghan society.
The president and the prime minister will also be talking about the economy. Talk to us about the British view on how it's tackling its economy in these tough times.
Yes, this will probably be a source of some disagreement between the two men. Britain and, in fact, the whole of Europe has a very different viewpoint of how to tackle these very difficult financial times. What's happening here in Britain since Mr. Cameron came to power is that he has announced massive, massive cuts in government spending, and right across the board, that's also happening in the private sector as well. The feeling here in Europe is that those cuts are essential, and in some departments in this new coalition government, they're having to cut their budgets by 20% to 25%. In the United States, of course, the feeling is that that could really damage this very fragile recovery, and that spending should be continued. So I think this is an ongoing conversation over the next few years as the global economy recovers. But I don't think either man is really going to be able to persuade the other of his point of view.
Now, David Cameron wrote in an op-ed in The Wall Street Journal this morning that the so-called special relationship between Britain and the U.S., in his view, would be heretofore more realistic and hard-headed. What did he mean by that?
Well, I think the special relationship is really only used over here in Britain. I'm not sure many Americans use the expression. I think it's sort of the British way of trying to retain its perception that it still has influence with the United States. And I think Mr. Cameron is clearly addressing the concerns here that arose during Tony Blair's prime ministership, that he was too close to George Bush and he did everything that George Bush told him. That's the perception here. And I think there is a feeling that he needs to reassert himself as his own man, that David Cameron is trying to stress that he's not going to just do what Washington tells him. It's a different world, a different financial reality. And that is what he's going to be addressing very much in his own way.
That's NPR's Rob Gifford in London speaking to us about the visit to Washington, D.C. today of the British Prime Minister, David Cameron. We will be speaking to the Prime Minister later this morning at the British Embassy.